Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
Podcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I am Mark Cox in here alongside Bo Matthews and producer Carl Middleman.
Happy New Year.
Bringing you the latest and greatest in the outdoor and the shooting sports here. We love doing that. Coming up, you're going to talk to a young man that you talk about impressive. At the young age of 15, he's a seven-time national champion when it comes to the shooting sports, and from right down here in Wentzville, just down the road. And we'll talk to Mr. Jackson Schmidt coming up. Can't wait to find out more about his career, Bo.
It's just impressive. Anytime you see somebody that's just passionate about something that they eat, sleep, and drink it, that's this kid. And can't wait to get the word out, especially, you know, if young people out there, young kids, maybe 15, maybe 20, it doesn't matter. If you've never experienced the shooting sports, maybe Jackson can inspire you to get into that area. Because I've certainly got into that area in the last year. And I thought, you know, I went the first time. I'm like, I called my wife, and I shared this before, but I called my wife. I'm like, yeah, I did it. It was all right. I don't think I'll ever do it again. Well, six matches in.
You're doing great at it. Yeah, it's something to maybe pick up in the new year. Maybe it's your 2025 New Year's resolution. You make any of those, Bo Cephas?
You know what? I have not. No. We all want to be better, right?
I did last year, and I've been teased about it mercilessly, so I'm not doing it this year.
Bo, he said he would learn a guitar song and play it for us on guitar.
Dude, I've got two on my wall. They collect dust. That's all they collect.
I played for years, and then I kind of hung it up, and I keep meaning to get back into it. So I could pick it up and play little bits of several songs, but I did want to do that this past year, and I just didn't manage to pull it off. I've got the greatest guitar teacher, but he lives quite a distance away from me, and I was
and now farther.
Never able to work it out so that we could regularly get together because, yeah.
You could have played Happy Birthday.
I have heard that. I have heard that, though. You can do YouTube video lessons. You can do Keith Urban on album CD lessons. But you really got to be around people
play. Yeah, you got to have somebody who plays.
You're holding your fingers wrong.
Yeah, yeah, you have to have that guy. But anyway, well, are you going to renew that resolution for this year?
No, I'm not. I mean, I might end up doing it, but if I do it, I'll do it on my own time with no pressure.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's right.
I can do it.
So 2025, man, I'm so excited about this year. And you are actually going to witness the inaugurations for the state of Missouri, and you're going to D.C. Please tell me you're pumped about this, you know, because the 2021 was phenomenal.
I regret not going to the inauguration in 2016, the first time Donald Trump won. I had friends who went, and I regretted it. And I told myself, if he wins again, I'm going to go. And so we're going to go.
No. You went last time. You went in 2020.
I did not.
He went to January 6th of 2020.
Oh,
a little different.
That's right. Okay.
That was another day in history.
That was when Congress was trying to approve the electoral slates. But no, I didn't get to go to the inauguration in 2016. And I said, if he gets elected again, I'm going to go. So we're going. We made hotel reservations right away because they were hard to get initially, and then they got even harder to get and more expensive unless you have an unlimited budget. That wasn't going to work. And we're driving. So we will drive up there. It's a 12-hour drive, and we'll see the inauguration. Maybe go to one of the balls. I'm working on that right now. and then drive back.
If only you knew somebody in Washington, D.C.
If only I knew somebody that could help me up there. But yeah.
Josh Hawley.
Eric Schmidt.
We got all kinds of people up there for sure, but hopefully we're going to do that. You know what'll happen inevitably. It'll be 50 degrees this coming weekend, and then on the 20th, it'll be 12. And I'll look like Bernie Sanders up there with my mittens on and my big coat bundled up and a hat pulled down over my ears, and nobody will know who I am.
Well, we were warned by Joe Biden about a cold, dark winter coming. Remember that?
Winter is coming. No, that was a Game of Thrones reference.
Winter is here.
I agree with you.
Before you go to D.C., you're going to go to Jeff City.
Well, so that's for two reasons. I'm going to go down on the 8th for the opening of the legislative session, and I'm also going to go down for the inauguration of the governor and the lieutenant governor.
And Mike Kehoe will be on the Mark Cox Morning Show around 7:15 that day.
Yes, on the 8th when we're down doing the show live from Jeff City. So should be
fun.
Fantastic. There's a lot going on. We talked about Amendment 3, of course, which brought abortion back to Missouri. There's talk about trying to get something else on the ballot that would, you know, bring some common sense to that. And I don't know what that's going to look like, but we're going to have some of the legislators on who have already pre-filed bills to address those issues. And they're going to get some pushback in Jeff City on that. So hopefully we'll talk to some of those legislators as well.
Yeah, it's a pill hard to swallow because you see so many conservatives, pro-life people, and yet that passed. But I think it was the marketing of it. I think it was just very confusing for people, and it's just hard. It's hard, and it breaks my heart that it's happening, that it's moving in that direction. But maybe something still can be done.
Well,
that's the hope.
One of the bills that was pre-filed, in fact, Bo, is to roll back the restriction on where you can carry your concealed weapon. Like for years, you couldn't carry it on mass transit. Still can't, supposedly.
Right.
They don't want you to be able, the good guys to be able to protect themselves. They want only the criminals to carry because criminals don't care. And there are bills that have been pre-filed that would lift those restrictions. You could no longer exempt somebody from not being able to carry if they're a licensed concealed carry holder. So I'm anxious to see. I'll be paying attention to see how those work.
Well, I'll tell you what. Excited to hear about the recaps of both of those trips. But stick around on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We've got a great show for you. Again, Jackson Schmidt is going to be joining us. He's an expert shooter at just 15 years old. And we're going to talk about the St. Louis Auto Show coming to our town next weekend, the 9th through the 12th. Stay right there. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews, along with Mark Cox and our official executive high priest of producing. That's the guy right there. That's Carl Middleman and hardest working man in the business. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. If you're looking into 2025 and saying, I want to suppress a firearm, go to Razorback Armory. They've got the largest selection in all the calibers you're looking for, and maybe even the ones you don't look for. Check them out at RazorbackArmory.com, but then go to the store and meet Jesse and Brad on Manchester Road, just east of 270, next to the tennis store. You'll see what I mean when you get there. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory. Boy, we've got an opportunity to talk to a young man who is obviously a Second Amendment supporter and truly a dedicated competitive shooter. So if you've got a young person, we're talking to Jackson Schmidt. He's 15 in the Wentzville area. If you got young shooters, maybe you got a firearm for the holidays, definitely have your little ones listen on this conversation. And then we're also going to be sharing some wisdom from the one and great almighty Mark Cox. Big Fish. We call him Big Gun in this episode.
You were blowing that out of proportion, but thank you, Bo Matthews, for that. I've often thought if they had put a gun in Bo's hands earlier, could have been like Jackson Schmidt because he's a natural.
No, when I was like 7, my dad put a .22 in my hand, a pistol. Put me on the hood of his station wagon and drove me through the desert of Arizona to shoot jackrabbits. That was my first introduction to firearms, and it didn't go well.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take everything.
I got as many rabbits as you get deer in a year.
Wow.
I got one this year. Come on. What's it take?
Oh, that's right. That's
and
right.
It's a buck.
I know. It's true. Let's welcome Jackson to the show, who, of course, as we just mentioned, is 15 years old, but quite accomplished for that age. Jackson, welcome in.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you for giving us a little bit of time here. Before we get into all the accolades here and some of the first place competitions you've won and all of the different awards, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the shooting sports to begin with.
Yes, sir. Well, first I'd like to say thank you for having me on here. Great opportunity, and I'm really excited to do this. So I'll start it off. I started shooting just like you, Bo, right about 7, 8 years old, BB guns, pellet guns, my grandparents, and just developed more. Here's a .22 rifle and then maybe a pistol. Just snowballed until I found this youth team in my area, and the rest is history.
That's fantastic. So when you say the rest is history, you're 15. You've got a long history list already. I mean, do you wake up in the morning thinking about shooting? Is that what you do?
Absolutely. It's all day, every day. Any free time I have in my head, I'm thinking about being on the skeet field or on the range shooting.
What is the main lane of competitive shooting that you have that you love? I mean, have you tried the super long distance shooting or your skeet guy, as you mentioned?
Mostly the speed shooting, the .22 long rifle. There's a couple different leagues within there, such as SASP, Steel Challenge, Rimfire Challenge, but they're all the same premise. You typically have 5 to 7 steel targets. A target arrangement in front of you. They start it with a timer. You come up, you shoot them all, one being the last one. You do that 5 times. They take the fastest time and then find the winner.
Wow. And that's with a rifle?
Rifles and pistols.
And what's the distance on that then? Is it 50 yards?
It varies. It could be as close as 10 yards to, 40, 50 yards.
Wow. I have my wife's cousin who's really into the accuracy shooting with one of the, those $15,000 rifles that you're shooting at tiny little targets at about 50 yards. And I mean, it is a love of shooting to do that because he travels all over the country and participates in that. Now, so is that kind of where you'd like to go with this? Because you do a lot of other things, the trap shooting and with the pistols and rifles, and you've just hit the whole spectrum here.
Yes, sir. Pretty much anything that goes bang, I love to do. So in the SASP organization, I shoot all 9 possible disciplines at every match I go to. And I'm getting into shotgun too, so all 3 disciplines on that side. And yeah, I would love to get into some long range. That sounds awesome. The range we actually shoot at right now, Benchrest Rifle Club, big shout out to them. They're very helpful of our team. They have a lot of long range. That's what their name comes from, Benchrest, and that's primarily where they come from. I would love to get into that stuff. It all sounds amazing and sounds like more opportunity. More medals.
Yeah, and Benchrest is out there in the Wentzville area, correct? Somebody was talking to me about it the other day.
Yes, sir. It's in Wright City. It's, I think, one of the greatest ranges in the St. Louis area. We practice there every Monday night. So if you got a youth shooter at home, come out, meet us out there, and join a team.
I noticed in the notes that we have, there's a company mentioned, Valcourtson. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that and your association with them.
Okay, well, right now we're looking to try and get sponsored by them, but primarily I shoot all of their Rimfire products within my disciplines. I have 2 rifles and 2 pistols from them. They make very fine Rimfire products, probably the best on the market. They never fail. They're easy to clean. They're fantastic. I love them.
Yeah.
Are they based here in the St. Louis area?
No, they're in Carroll, Iowa.
Oh, wow. Wow. So we're talking to Jackson Schmidt. He's a competitive shooter. He lives out in Wentzville, and we haven't really even gotten into everything that he's accomplished yet at this point. Before we do that, Jackson, you've mentioned that word a couple times, and as a shooter, I certainly understand it. But for people that are maybe newer to it, what you specifically mentioned rim fire. What does that mean? What definition do you give to that?
I would say rim fire, I'm primarily talking about 22 long rifle.
Okay.
But it's a smaller caliber, little to no kick or recoil. So they're perfect for the shooting sports, perfect to get into for a young shooter or old shooter. It's perfect for everyone. I think that's why it's so has such popularity.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Scholastic Action Shooting Program. You mentioned it earlier. You've shot for them as a national champion 7 different times. How did you get involved in that?
Well, the youth team I'm on is primarily a SASP team.
Okay.
So we can, in our own state match, we run the state match here in Missouri, and then we go to Marengo, Ohio at the Cardinal Shooting Center every July for the national championship. And that's a wonderful organization. It's, I believe, K through 12. We have a shooter as young as 7 years old shooting on the line right now next to someone who I senior in high school. So it's a great way to get kids from all over the area together. It's primarily a homeschool team, but they've let some people like myself that are public school in. And it's just a great melting pot of different people coming together to be on the same team. And I think it's a great opportunity.
Well, I think the benefits of team sports, no matter if it's basketball, baseball, or football, or soccer, it all qualifies. And I would imagine that your team support is also important in firearms. What do your friends that don't shoot think of what you do?
Sometimes they make fun of it. They might think it's weird. And that's kind of the stigma that goes around school. You know, gun is a bad word in school, and I think we should take that. To me, it's just another sport like football, basketball, or baseball.
That's right.
I think more people should learn about it. Even if you don't plan on competing, more firearm education is a continuation of the Second Amendment.
Amen.
Absolutely. It's like improving your driving skills over time. You know, Mark here, my co-host of this program, he has raised a couple of good shooters in his life with his kids. And do you have any special questions for him as far as, you know, wisdom that he can shed on you? Because he taught me pretty much single-handedly taught me how to skeet shoot in sporting clays. And within 6 sessions, I have gone from like 24 out of 100 to, what was the last one, 76 out of 100?
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better. And that's all on you, Mark. That's all you, brother.
I tell you, he's got a line of BS as well here, Jackson.
No!
I'll mention that. This guy's a natural. I had nothing to do with how well Bo shoots a shotgun. I can tell you that for sure.
It was the heckling.
But like you, I mean, my kid joined Team Hinges from the Hinges shooting range years ago as doing trap shooting. Primarily, it wasn't skeet, it was just trap. And, you know, ended up being on several championship teams and went over to the Sparta Shooting Complex and did a lot of that stuff. And while he ended up leaving the sport for his love of basketball because the practices conflicted and he went to basketball, a lot of the kids he shot with ended up going to Lindenwood and shooting on their championship teams over there. So there are lots of opportunities out there I'm sure you've heard about by this point.
Yes, sir. I plan on going to Bethel University. It's in Tennessee. They have a phenomenal shooting program. And I almost did the opposite of your son. No, I don't mean to brag or make him feel bad, but I left wrestling to shoot more. I shoot year round now, and my plan is to go to that college and continue it for another 4 years. You can compete in the same organization, SASP, as the collegiate division, and I would love to do that and then continue it on into a career.
Well, you know, it's a good thing. You know, the Mark's son can probably protect himself with a basketball, I'm sure. But that's the beauty of the shooting sports is it may save your life one day. And, you know, in the press, guns get a bad rap. As you mentioned, it's a bad word in school. Really about the tools and how you can perfect that. Are you doing any social media? Can people find you out there? You know, are you viral? And if, you know, if you are, if you're not, who do you follow on social media when it comes to this category of shooting?
Yes, sir. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Jackson Schmidt _ competitive shooter. I'm starting to get my page going, and it's a lot of fun. So it really helped me out if you guys would follow me or like my page. And I post a lot of shooting videos of me at matches or practice. different products I might get. Some people I follow, obviously, Will Cortson, Vortex Optics, Hunter's HD Gold. They make very good eye protection for mirror hearing, very good ear protection. So just lots of shooting companies, lots of shooting products.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah,
he's like a NASCAR driver.
He is, exactly. You're going to be covered in this stuff before long.
That's
you know,
right.
Jackson's 15. He started shooting when he was 7. So, you know, just doing the math here, you've been at this for 8 years. You've won state championships 5 times, come in first place, a 7-time 2024 Scholastic Action Shooting Program National Championships. I mean, that is impressive, young man. I mean, there's obviously a lot of hard work that people don't see that goes into that. You said you're shooting just about every day?
Yes, sir. Almost every day, whether it be dry fire with an airsoft gun or going through the motions of my shotgun and other disciplines, I'm doing something to work towards my shooting career every single day.
That's fantastic. Do you have your eyes on the Olympics? Is that on your horizon?
Maybe. It depends on where it's going. The specific sports I'm in right now aren't really Olympic sports. Maybe the shotgun stuff, we'll just see. Yeah. I would love to have that opportunity, though.
And law enforcement or military, have you thought of either of those, or you want to be like a private contractor kind of guy?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far. Maybe law enforcement. That would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're definitely needing you.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. I tell you, Jackson, we're certainly proud of what you've accomplished, young man, and you'll have to keep in touch with us so we can update people on your shooting career.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You bet. Fantastic having you on. That is Jackson Schmidt, the 7-time 2024 Scholastic Action Shooting Program national champ. And isn't that fantastic, Bo? Could have been you.
You know, not once did he mention a video game about shooting. See, that's where
right.
My mind goes.
Yes.
Which he's probably a boss at, whatever the games are out there. I don't even know. But that's really cool to see. Anybody that's passionate about something that much that you're doing it every single day, that's impressive.
But I love that.
No, I give you accolades for what I've done with the skeet and the sporting clays, because honestly, I had no idea. You know, how to lead it and all that stuff. But yeah. You taught me, Sensei.
Well, you're very kind there.
Does Bo. Brad give you as much credit as Bo is giving you credit?
No, my own son doesn't give me that kind of credit. So I know Bo's blowing smoke, but that's okay.
No, I'm not.
Jeez, I'll also say, and I should have brought this up to Jackson when I had him on here, but still, for the 4 years my kid spent with that Team Hinges out there, you talk about a great group of kids, the kind of kids you want your children to be around. They aren't at home. I mean, I'm not saying they don't play video games and stuff like that, but these were just safety first. I mean, that was preached to them all the time. They're learning gun safety. They're yes, sir, no, sir kind of people. I mean, it's
right.
Just a fantastic group of young people who get involved in that. So
he could have got on the show and went, "Hey, brah, what's
yeah.
up?" You know, but I love my granddaughters when I get them on the phone. Yes, sir. No, sir. Even in a text. Well, hey, how you doing today?
We were supposed to have him on 2 weeks ago, but his mother would not let him get out of class to do it.
Good for her.
Wow.
See where that's coming from? Then we understand his dad's in law enforcement as well. So
yes.
We thank him for his service for sure.
But he's coming after your title there, Big Fish. Hold up here. He's coming after your title. If you look at the sequence of photos that Carl provided to us, the first photo for this shooter is holding a big fish.
There you go.
So look out.
There you go. He's
a
well-rounded sportsman. It's what he is for sure.
That's right.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Doug Smith. Just happens to be kind of a big deal because he's with the Missouri Automobile Dealers Association. They got their big auto show coming up downtown at the Dome. We'll get all the details straight ahead on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Yes, we talk about guns. We talk about outdoors, but we are going to be talking about an indoor event for the most part because you'll want to be outdoors with what you can get at the 2025 St. Louis Auto Show. It is coming up very soon, and we don't want you to miss out on it. Thursday, January 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. and it is going to be fantastic. If you are shopping for a vehicle, boy, America Center is where you want to be. Welcome into the program, Doug Smith. He's the president and CEO of the St. Louis Automobile Dealers. Welcome to the show, sir. Are you excited about this one coming?
Very excited, and I appreciate you guys having me. This is an annual event that we put on every year. And there's been an auto show in St. Louis since 1907.
Wow.
So it is it's an expectation more than anything from the car buyers of the St. Louis market. So we're very excited about it.
Well, I mean, that's it's something that obviously we've been to a lot over the years. I remember working for Channel 4 years ago and going down there to do live shots and cover it. Because, you know, part of this is people want to see what's new, right? I mean, they're coming down not just to see the shiny sports cars, but to see all the new features and bells and whistles.
No question. The technology in automobiles right now is at the highest level it's probably been in the lifetime of the vehicle. These cars do more things, are capable of more things, horsepower, interior displays, interaction with the driver. They've been doing more things with technology over the last decade than they have in the history of the automobile, and really probably the history of any other consumer product. So these cars are advanced. They're basically a smart home on wheels, and they've got a little something for everybody.
That's a good way to put it. I was just describing to my wife that a Tesla is like an iPad on wheels, and my big challenge is, you know, the driver assist, like, you know, staying in the lane or automatic braking, because I drive old stuff, Doug, and so I rented a Nissan Rogue. Dude, that automatic braking thing was outstanding because it's got the cameras and the sensors, all this stuff. And they're moving more of that to the gas-powered vehicles, which I'm thrilled with. It's not just the technology in a Tesla. You're getting that in all the other brands now, too. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree 100%. It has trickled down really from decades of innovation. You know, all of these are designed to make the driving experience better and safer. And, I don't know the exact numbers, but, the driver assist, the lane departures, just the warnings that give the driver of the vehicle, hey, pay attention. Those have been very, very important in keeping people safe on the roads. And it's a feature that just keeps evolving as well.
Yeah, we went to Alaska this past summer, and we ended up renting a big, Chevy Tahoe, I believe is what it was. It was the extended version of it. And we get in this thing, and it had that overview camera. And I still don't know how. I still don't understand the technology, but you can see all the way around the car from the inside, and that is one of my favorite tricks I've ever seen.
No excuse not to parallel park well anymore.
None.
I used to have that excuse, but now you don't have it. So, yeah, it is incredible. And, it's a lot of joint ventures with companies partnering with each other and software companies and GPS locator companies. It's been a big effort to update these cars, and there's some old school guys that don't necessarily like them, but I think most of the car buyers today, they want something that's going to keep them and their family safe and have all the things that their expectation is when they do the driving experience.
In the world of everything expensive, Doug, by the way, Doug Smith, president and CEO of St. Louis Automobile Dealers, is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. When it comes to the pricing, it seems like I just can't get over, I'm cheap, I'm thrifty, whatever you want to call it. When I see a price tag of over $100,000 for just, a pickup, let's say, it's so hard. And in this world of everything's expensive, can that sustain moving forward? Or are you seeing categories where the prices, are expensive on the top end stuff, but there's still some affordable stuff out there as well?
I'm not sure it's sustainable. I think you make a great point. All of this is stimulated by demand. The manufacturers are making these cars because there's a demand for them.
Yeah.
What we've seen really since COVID is the high dollar stuff is the stuff that moves the fastest. The stuff that's more in the affordable price range, maybe high 30s, low 40s, that stuff is just not moving because it seems like that buyer would rather have a late model pre-owned than something new. So I don't know if it's sustainable. I think, the car market, it's been around for 120 years, and it self-corrects itself. If it's not selling at that price point, then it gets lowered. And if it's not moving at that price point, then the manufacturer changes the cost and changes maybe some of the some of the applicable features. So you make a great point. The automobile has never been more expensive than it has been over the last 5 years. A lot of that is due to the technology, but a lot of it is consumer demand. You know, somebody wanting the brightest, shiniest thing they can show off to their neighbors and their coworkers and whoever.
Yeah. You know, that's a good question, Doug, and I'm glad you brought that point up, because I talked to automobile dealers. I know a couple of them, and they've discussed to me the challenges that they faced recently with EVs, maybe not selling quite as well as they had been. I know there are some federal tax incentives that are involved in that. But in terms of it self-correcting, I always thought the greatest idea was a hybrid. Because if the battery starts to run down, the gas-powered engine kicks on, it recharges, you don't have to worry about all that.
Same.
Are you starting to see that trend at all? Or have we moved back? Did we go from hybrids to all electric and it's moving back to the hybrid market or not?
It is. Yeah, there's a shift back to something with an internal combustion engine. The early adopters of the EV marketplace, they jumped right in with both feet. And you saw some spikes in that. Missouri's EV market penetration is about 4 to 5% every given year. There's a lot of factors for that. You know, Missouri is somewhat of a rural state without St. Louis and Kansas City. The charging infrastructure is not necessarily there. Some people are figuring out that an EV, you know, all the great things that an EV does is just not right for their day-to-day driving experience. So the hybrid marketplace kind of came in a couple years ago. We've seen that really kind of people divert back to that. There is something to be said about, you know, the range anxiety argument is a real one. And if you don't think you can get from point A to point B in an all-electric vehicle without having to charge it, and those charging times vary from, you know, very short to very long, you want something that's going to have an internal combustion engine backup so you can stop at your local gas station and fill up in 5 minutes and go. So yeah. We are seeing that shift a little bit. I do think there is a place for the electric vehicle. I'm not sure we're at it yet until charging infrastructure, battery life, charging times, range improves. I think we're probably still at the point where an electric vehicle might make sense, but a plug-in electric hybrid or something with a internal combustion engine backup is probably the right choice.
Well, we've all seen the pictures online, and I don't know if you've ever seen it in person, but a Tesla with a trailer hitch with a generator on the back.
Oh.
It's real. I mean, I know it's real.
I did see the picture. I thought it was doctored.
No. There's a guy. As a matter of fact, my nephew's a Tesla guy down in Florida, and he's seen one and took a picture of it. That's real. But I love the hybrid thing as well, and Toyota does a great job with them. I think Honda does them as well. We'll see how it unfolds. On your website, it's stlouisautoshow.com. There's some talk about the drifting part of this show that's coming up next weekend. Tell me about that.
Well, we've done this for a number of years, eight to ten, and Von Giddens, who is a famous race driver in the drifting sector, they have their own sanctioned race league, will be there with his team. That starts on Friday, goes through Sunday, and this is a display of these guys get together, they go out on a track that we've created close to the America Center in the Dome, and they will do an exhibition. It is wildly positive and popular, and I'm of the age where I don't necessarily get it. However, it's amazing what these guys do with this this display. And Von Giddens is probably the godfather of this sport. He's been around forever, and is known globally. He travels the globe doing these races. So we're excited about that. We're happy to have them. They've been great supporters of our show, and we're looking forward to another year with them.
Doug, I got to go a couple years ago. They had the drifting competition over here at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and I got
invited to go over there as a radio guy, and I got to do a ride along. I'm like, if you come over here, you can do a ride along, and I'm like, okay, that's great. And this guy puts me, and he goes, well, we've only got a couple of these that have two seats, because normally we don't have a passenger. And I'm like, well, what difference does it make? And he goes, well, when you're doing 130 and you're trying to come 12 inches from the wall, you need to know how heavy your passenger is. And I'm like, you're in trouble, buddy.
Yeah, these guys are wildly popular, as I mentioned. They interact with the fans. They do autograph signings. They have merchandise. They are such a positive influence on our show.
Yeah,
we're just pleased as heck to have them with us each year.
But so are you saying the racing happens outside of the America Center in the Dome, or is it inside?
It will be outside. Yeah, there's certain restrictions that we have inside the Dome, and running a car at 80 miles an hour is not necessarily one of the things we can do.
Well, the monster trucks run through there. I mean, I figured they could do it. You could do it. I don't know.
Well, you would think, but no, there are some prohibitions, and that's one of them. So we set up a track real close to the outside area of the Dome, and we allow people to come in with their tickets and then exit and then come back in and look at the rest of the show.
Well, the auto show coming up the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of January down at the Dome. And you can go online and get your tickets. Adults are $12. Children 12 and under are free. Always lots of good stuff down there for kids to do, too. Right, Doug?
No question. We have a kids zone, which is sponsored by Chevy, along with Ameren and the St. Louis Auto Dealers Association, are our sponsors of this year's event. And, mom and dad want to look at a vehicle or, experience the auto show, and they want to take a little time to have the kids enjoy themselves. There's all kinds of stuff for a kid to do and interact. And, we've made a family-friendly event like we do every year that is affordable. It's a great place to hang out for a couple hours. You know, most of the people that come on our show floor are there for a couple hours.
Yes.
Some of the data that we track, they walk in. They're not just in and out. They're there. They're looking at the cars. Uh-huh. They're experiencing everything, and they're bringing the family. And we encourage that, and it's a huge part of our show. We are still the largest consumer show in the state of Missouri, and we're self-produced. We're locally owned, and we're very proud of that fact as well.
As you should be. I do, again, want to mention children 12 and under are free, and military, first responders, and seniors, you get a discount. They're available on site. You can get group discounts if you've got a group of people that want to go. Real quick, Doug, two questions. Do people buy vehicles at this show?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Our experience is that we see about a 20% spike in auto sales in the St. Louis market 60 days post-show. We've
nice.
Done some tracking before that shows that about 60% of the people that go on the floor of the show also go to a dealership or something auto-related within, the first 4 weeks post-show. So this
Good
does
deal.
Have an impact. And, it's a great place to shop for a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not, you may have seen something online, or you may not feel comfortable going to the dealership, or you don't have time to go to the dealership. You can look at multiple brands, multiple styles, under a roof, in the comfort of your own comfort, and figure out what you want, and then go to the dealership to purchase something similar or something exactly like it.
That's great. That's great. Okay, so be prepared. If you want to buy, you can do that at the auto show. And one final question for me, Doug Smith, President, CEO of the Missouri St. Louis Automobile Dealers Association. What is your daily driver?
I drive an F-250, believe it or not.
Not
a diesel. I drive.
Nice.
So I am lucky enough to be furnished with a vehicle, and this one was kind of, I didn't really have an option on this. A lot of times I get what maybe the dealer can't sell. So this
right.
is not a diesel vehicle, and the dealer that I got it from was in a market where he said, I can't sell this car. Would you take it? I love this thing. It's a 7.3 liter. It's got a huge cabin. It's basically a mobile office.
Yep.
It's about 20, 22 the gallon. It's a great car.
Can't beat that. That's outstanding. Doug, we'll see you down at the Dome. That's great. Thank you for joining us today. Best of luck.
Appreciate the time, guys. Look forward to this show, and anything you can do to promote us, we would we'd be very appreciative.
It's coming up right here, stlouisautoshow.com.
Good place to get your steps in if it's cold out.
That's true.
A good weekend to do that.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. Well, that's something to prepare for next weekend. Again, the 9th through the 12th at America Center. That's always a blast. There's so much effort that they put into it, which is really cool.
I know.
So, funny thing is, I think I shared with you, my one granddaughter, she's a twin, Jocelyn, loves trucks, love old school body trucks. And I heard a phrase the other day from her. I was like, she said, Papa Bo, you're not going to believe what I saw. I saw a truck with hips. And she was talking about Dooley. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love that. Trucks with hips.
With hips. Yeah. You want, if you're hauling the big load, that's what you got to, get one of those. That's great.
It's a lot of tires.
That's right.
All right. StLouisAutoShow.com. That's how you can get tickets to the auto show, and that'll be a fantastic time. And that's going to do it for this edition of
what show is this?
Second Amendment Radio.
I almost
and
said
Great Outdoor. You do. It's not the MASH. It's not the Mark Cox Morning Show.
That's going to do
Starting
it for this
off a new year, right?
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and Carl Middleman can edit that later.
No, this is staying
in.
Nope,
he ain't going to.
You got
to
edit.
No
it.
No way. No.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, and see you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.